Supremely blessed to have known Yamuna for these last 20 years. And I first met her in 1991. I was relatively new to Krishna consciousness. And my wife and I were living in Atlanta, and I was attending chiropractic school there. And Yamuna had suffered some surgery, and so she came to visit and stay with us. And we were to help her recover a little bit. And I was so excited because I had heard about this great personality, larger than life. This was the case. And she came, and the essence of that whole visit was how her experiences of Srila Prabhupada were so profound. And she shared story after story after story after story of her experiences with Prabhupada. And for me, as a new person, this was very impactful. I was completely moved, and the essence of the whole thing was, that came through her, was really how much love Srila Prabhupada had for his disciples. How much care and concern that Srila Prabhupada had for his disciples. And this came through loud and clear in every story that she shared. We also had a chance to experience her divine nature in the kitchen. I think there was actually a picture up there in our kitchen. And I remember watching her walk into the kitchen, and she just walked in and said, "I'm going to make a little something." And so we were sitting out in the living room, and I did think there were one or two other folks with us. And I kept turning over and looking over in the kitchen, and as Yogeshwar mentioned, she was very light on her feet. And so it appeared to me, I couldn't see the lower half of her body because of the counter, but it appeared to me that she was floating in the kitchen, back and forth. And she would reach up to the cabinet, and she would grab something, she'd pull across here and grab something, and I kept thinking, she's never been in our kitchen before. How does she know where anything is? And how does she know what's there? So a few minutes later, this nut loaf appeared. And I had heard about self-manifesting deity, so I just assumed this was a self-manifesting nut loaf. But it was an extraordinary start to a wonderful friendship that endured to this day. It was to continue a short time later, as when I graduated from chiropractic school, I got good news a couple of months ahead of time. She had called and invited us both up as a celebration for graduating chiropractic school. So we went up, and we were to receive, or I was to receive, another experience and lesson in Vaishnava etiquette. When we arrived, we went into the room she had prepared for us, and I was stunned. The ambiance in the room, the cleanliness, it was so mesmerizing, so beautiful. There was treats on the pillows. I had never experienced anything, and I found out how much care and love that she had put into the preparation of it. I just couldn't get over it. It just totally stunned me. And of course, we had some wonderful experiences, feasting and feasting and feasting and more feasting. She said, "I was there to rest and restore after my experience in chiropractic school." After we left Atlanta, and after I graduated, we went out to Scottsdale, Arizona, opened a practice out there. And it wasn't too long, 1995, where it was time that I decided I needed to go to a deeper level, and I wanted to take initiation. And there was Yamuna and Dina Tarani once again. They stepped in, they guided me every step of the way, they took very serious care of me at every moment. They answered all my questions. They very much facilitated my experience and relationship with Bhakti Tirtha Swami in a very deep and profound way. And just another experience of how much they cared for each and every person that they knew. Yamuna became my best friend in Krishna consciousness. She was oceanic, vast and deep. There was no subject that you couldn't cover with her. There was no limit to the depth in which you could go with her. She was an extraordinary friend and has taught me so very, very much. These last couple of days, I've just been meditating on the qualities that she possessed and that I would want any of us to have. First and foremost, I found her to be the personification of personalism. She was so present with each person that was in front of her. She was able to draw out their strengths and talents and abilities. She was able to identify people's skills, and she would just go right to that and acknowledge those. And you felt so loved and so cared for and so acknowledged. This was a tremendous healing for me, and I saw it as a tremendous healing for everybody that she came in front of. The other skills that I saw her possess and share with others, she was very, very encouraging. And she would always inspire the best in each person. If you just showed a little bit of interest in anything, she would just fan that spark and encourage you to no end. She was also very enthusiastic. As you heard from Nirmala, the day before she left, she called Nirmala and she wanted to share with her everything she was going to do when we got there, which was today, by the way. We were scheduled to be there today and spend the week with her this week. But she was very enthusiastic. The whole time I've known her, this whole 20 years. The next thing that she, was so wonderful at was her beautiful abilities. How do I put it? To be grateful. She was grateful every time that I knew her. She was just continually grateful for what Prabhupada was giving her. And let me tell you, this last year was challenging. But she saw the beauty in it. She saw Krishna's hand in everything. And she was so grateful all the time. And if you ever did any little thing for her, she let you know about it for days and just acknowledged every little thing that you had to share with her. The last thing that I really want to share is just basically the essence of everything in my relationship with her. And it's expressed on a little clip and a little film that's coming out next year called The Vaishnavis, I forget. Women of Bhakti. And I saw the little trailer on this. And basically, there was a statement that she said in where she said, if you're living bhakti, you give bhakti. And my experience with her, she just lived it continuously. And all the time she lived it, breathed it, ate it, and gave it to us all. I just want to thank you, Muna, so very, very much for all the care, the love, the guidance, and direction she poured into my simple little life. I want to thank Dina Tarney so very, very much eternally for all the love, care, and devotion that she poured into my life. I want to thank Srila Prabhupada for building this boat, which we could all jump on board. Hare Krishna.